people coming into encounters. We're going to go to pray. Mac and Kathy McCoy will be leading the trip. They'll also get a chance to bring you up into Galilee and to all of the places. And I'll join you guys in Jerusalem. And we're going to just be on assignment to do our part in, you know, preparing the way for the Lord's return and coming. So if that's a stirring in your heart, next Sunday after service in room 6, there'll be an information meeting. The trip is planned for first 2 weeks of March. So you can have a chance to get involved, and there'll be all the information and cost, and that will be provided next week. 2 weeks from this weekend, Larry Bingman and Melanie are going to be hosting a Doing the Works of Jesus workshop seminar that will begin on a Friday night and go through all day Saturday into Saturday night. Larry's taught this extensively throughout Thailand. He launched it here 2 years ago in our own congregation. It's about how to gain your confidence in the capacity of Jesus to heal anybody through you in any situation, just to be able to move in the signs and wonders. And there's a cost to it. Larry and Melanie will be in the back at Tom. We just stand up so they can see you in case they don't know who you are. Now, this would have all been, done well, PowerPoint, flyers, online, weeks ago. But they had decided they wanted to get married instead. Go figure, you know. So we're just, you want to go, you ought to go. And you got to stir it in your heart because there's a movement. In fact, next week I'm going to share some of the vision that God has launched. I think it's going to be exciting and fun in this next season, this next couple months. But today I want to talk about how do we continue into the new thing that just got opened up for us, a glorious new thing. If you were here with us in the conference, you got to hear some of the good, not just teaching, because that wasn't what it was about. It was more prophetic and more purposeful engagement and movement, and it became obvious that God was doing a new thing. We just entered in the new year, 2018, or 5778 in the Jewish calendar, and every season when we go through the new year, it launches a new era, a new time to get involved. So whether you were able to be here or part of it, all of it's online. You can go online to our website and probably click conferences, and you'll pull up all of the teachings. You can download them. You can do audio, video, whatever. It's all free so that the message now can multiply. Praise Jesus on that. It's good. It was good. But on Sunday morning at the 9 o'clock, as we were closing this conference, Julie Anderson shared about the discipline and the training of learning to find your own manna, your daily bread, through Israel going through the wilderness and learning how to collect just as much as they needed for the day, because they would, by faith, they would know there would be more manna for the next day. And if they tried to collect enough to get them for 2 days, then the manna they kept over would stink and have worms. So there was a real learning of supernatural dependency upon hearing the voice of God and growing in his word. Jesus later stood against the devil when the devil tempted him to try to fix his problems with a little of his own, power and ability and turn stones into bread. He said, no, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that it comes out of the mouth of God, which is a quote from Deuteronomy 8, which was when God then rehearsed to Moses 40 years after the manna started, 40 years later. They've been doing this for 40 years. He said, the Lord humbled you. He brought you through a difficult, difficult season so that you could learn to know something you never knew before. You never knew what manna was. And that was so that you could learn the dependency and learn that all that you don't live by bread alone, but by the word of God, whatever's been spoken to you. So Jesus could stand against the devil because of that truth. And he could say, it is written. And Israel took 40 years to learn that practice, which is really important. So there's a real banner over you and me to get the word of God alive again, to functionally keep the word of God alive so that it's a part of your vocabulary, part of your conversation, part of your apprehension, part of your praise, part of your thanksgiving. It's just there's a lot of faith on that, a lot of grace on that. Same speaking in tongues. That came back in August. exhortation to speak in tongues. Take advantage of your prayer life. If you have not been Spirit-filled, do not speak in other tongues. Come up after service to any of the ministry teams. They'll pray for you, and you can receive your baptism and the speaking in tongues. But it's a way of allowing your spirit to communicate straight to God, not have to go through dial-up. You got broadband. And a lot of communication, a lot of illumination, a lot of strength, a lot of things happen in the praying in tongues. Then Rod, at the 11 o'clock service, shared about Israel crossing the Red Sea, Exodus 14. And the principle, besides a lot of things, the whole chapter is loaded with revelatory insight, but the principle that really came alive for me was, as they came to this crossing, and there was no crossing ahead, there was no crossing, it was just the Red Sea and the army of Egyptians coming, Moses was trying to calm Israel and say, stand still, be quiet, God's going to bring us salvation. And then while he's doing that, he's crying out to God, God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And finally, God answers him and says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to go forward. Which is so often when it's time to really bring change, we have to just start moving forward. And it's time to advance, time to go forward. And then he tells them, just hold up your rod, face the sea, and part it. And so in that obedience of a posture, just a simple posture, God then calls a wind that blows violently into the face of Moses, across the Red Sea on the other side, until it literally parts the sea and dries the ground. And we've all had east winds. If you're anywhere in Southern California, you've felt them this week. You know they're powerful, but they can be even more powerful than taking my coffee table and throwing it into the lawn and breaking it in pieces. They can part seas. But could you imagine standing facing the wind? Just holding that up. Turn to Exodus 15. 2 weeks before or so of the conference, Scott is always so faithful. He always starts to direct where he's going before we finish where we are. He began to speak to Cam and myself that we needed to praise him, that we needed to purposefully, vocally, intentionally, demonstratively praise him. And as we did, the witness was immediate of overcoming internal battles, you know, the fears that are without and within, the stresses, the strivings, that became evident. And then as we came through the conference, it became evident to me as leader that we needed as a congregation to pick up the garment of praise and put it on. Just intentionally wrap yourself in the garment of praise and advance. And I've taught on it Wednesday night. I've taught on it the last service. I don't want to repeat what I've already taught. It's really good stuff. You should hear it either Wednesday or 9 o'clock because it's foundational. If you've never been introduced to the power of praise and the means that praise silences the enemy, shuts the avenger, disrupts that which is trying to keep you from going in. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, or 16, he said, I have a great and effectual door has opened and many adversaries. Every door that opens has devils. He used to say in the Pentecostal circles, new levels, new devils. You go into a promised land, there's giants that have inhabited it and kept it in place for you. Now you need to get the hornets busy and let God begin to drive it out. But it's intimidating if you get stuck looking at your giants. Giants diminish faith. Right? Giant, staring at giants diminish faith. Do not go on giant tours. Giant awful America tours or any awful things tours because they will take your faith away. Go to God tours. Heaven's celebrating Jesus still. Still thinks Jesus won. And excited about what Jesus is bringing and the revelation of Christ that's coming. So anyway, Jesus entered into Jerusalem by the power of praise. Cleared the temple through the power of praise. Established 2 full days of healing, miracle, preaching, and praise inside a temple. While all the authorities sat there going, steaming inside, but unable to stop what was happening. Praise will keep your enemies pushed back. Not because you're focusing on them, because you're focusing on God. So where we're going in this service, and when we close in a few minutes, I really want to give you permission to praise God. Or I want to go beyond permission. I want to give you a charge. I want you to go intentionally and start with the praise you know to do, and start to praise God the way you know how to. Because to go into a new season, we have to have a new song. And to pick up a new song, we usually have to pick up the one we lost. Because between the seasons, we usually lose the song. So Exodus 15 is the new song that came with the new season. And it's a powerful song. I'm sure you've heard it. We, in the Charismatic Renewal, we used to sing this one. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider thrown into the sea. Yeah. See, praise is powerful because it's just demonstrative. It's descriptive. It's God's big, devil's small, victory's mine, he's won. There's strength in that. He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. When you sing of his strength, his salvation shows up. When I sing of his strength, his salvation shows up. So this song, which is called the Song of Moses, let's just read through it, because if you will, this, whatever you're going through, whatever's following after you, let's just take a moment and let this be its written judgment over it. See, everything that's going to happen has already been written. And when we learn to sing what has been written, often we begin to expedite its happenings. So, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. My father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots, his army, he is cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. You know, you have permission to sing a new song, and in a new song, describe God in victory in your current life circumstances. You don't have to even know how to sing. You may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket. You just speak it out. It's your mouth. Mouth is important. Giving voice, giving sound, writing things down, describing God's victory inside your life. And then if you go, well, that's hard to do, then just go borrow one of these great ones and you make them yours. Like Moses. Song of Moses is the best song of praise in the entire Old Testament because it's the only one that I know makes it to Revelation. Because in Revelation 15, they sing the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. Two songs of deliverance, two songs of victory, two songs of utter triumph. So it's a good place to start. Let's keep going. Your right hand, O God, O Lord, has become glorious in power. That's what we just heard Dana say. Scotty, it's so good to see you. God bless you. Scotty, we prayed for you. We stood in agreement, and here you are back in the house of God worshiping. Yes. Yeah. You are a great man, and we worship. Oh, Jesus, that's so good. That's how God, that's what, I just had that moment because we have a, you know, I prayed for you, saw you, now I was praying for you, and now I see you, and it's like, oh, that's how God is with every one of us when we show up for church. Don't ever think God goes, oh, no, Steve showed up. No, he knows what it costs us to get here, and he knows what it costs us to stay here, and he knows the pressure that's trying to push you out of being here. Because when we congregate, when we assemble, when we rise in the strength of our praise, it exponentially goes in a new place. And that's that whole vision again of the corn cobs and the multiplication. So your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. Hallelujah. You see, if you sing praise about God's ability and victory and triumph, you're not violating Jesus' commandment that you're to do good to those who hate you, love those, your enemies, do not be overcome by evil by doing evil, but overcome evil by doing good. So we can stay functioning in the spirit of the new covenant while we proclaim the victory of Jesus Christ at his discretion. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And there's some shifting happening, but if we try to shift it, we usually make it worse than better. That's the whole message, that it's complicated. Life is, how many have found that your life is pretty complicated right now? Older you get, more complicated it gets. The answer's not as simple. Don't you wish you were just two and, you know, learning how to poo on a toilet, you know? What a struggle that was. Maybe you're still being healed from it, I don't know. But those days was clear of whether you made it or didn't. But now it's so much more. You don't even know. It's just complicated. But not for God. Not for Jesus. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. With the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. So the Father went, and the east winds blew. Wow. Power. We let them magnify. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I'll pursue. I'll overtake. I'll divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied in them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Enemy, God loves to draw them into a place of their destruction. You blew your wind and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. You see, you can declare this. You could take your book and just open it up. And just say, okay, Father, I now declare this song over my life. And I will allow your Holy Spirit imagination to create imageries that compare to this to me to that. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter if I get all that right, because you are still the same God. You're still functioning in the same fashion. You're still moving in a greater way, except even better, because now Jesus has conquered death. And he has the whole song of the Lamb. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. That's a good prayer right now. We just declare right now, Father, in the new season, your mercy is leading us. We declare right now, in this new season, we are the redeemed of the Lord. We're coming back with songs and singing. We're rejoicing. The sorrow signs fleeing away. I'm borrowing that out of Isaiah 35. And we are the redeemed. You're guiding us now in your strength, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, to your holy habitation. Shibabadito bokova. Itakama. The people who will hear and be afraid, sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Now, let me say something about praise. When you praise, when you submit yourself to the word, to the truth of Jesus, and praise him, rise up in his strength, soon praise will move from truth into future truth. Prophetic sound, prophetic declaration. What has already been promised, but not yet has happened. So praise will establish you in victory in the battle you're in the midst of, secure the battle that you just went through, but it'll start to speak to the battle you're about to go through. And it's powerful, because here they're going, now they're talking about taking the land, inhabiting the promised land. The chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Because they heard my mouth declaring who Jesus is and what he's done and what he's accomplishing causes all who are not in submission to him to fear him and tremble and lose their courage. I don't have to know who they are and what they are. All I just have to do is declare this is who God is and what he's doing. And we say it. We use our mouth. We use our engagement. This Wednesday I'm going to teach. God gave me a fun title. He said seven words of praise and 17 ways to do it. We're going to begin to move about how to train. He trains our hand for war. The power of raising your hands. power of kneeling, the power of shouting, the power of laughing, the power of engaging in the opposite dimension of your emotions. Anyway, that's Wednesday. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. We can prophesy that. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountains of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots, his horsemen into the sea. The Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them and sang, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has been thrown, he has thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went to the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days, and they found no water. And when they came to Mar, they could not drink the waters of Mar, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he fixed the water. The problem about praise is its current. It's faith. Praise is faith in a very powerful way. It's faith in who God is and what he's accomplished, and it's faith for the day, and it works as long as you keep singing. Lose your song, you lose your place. Gain your song, and you obtain your place. The song has to be sung. If you sing your song, it will override your fears. It'll override the paralysis that wants to take over us. It sets the frame, because what happens is in Psalm 149, Psalm 8, Matthew 21, it shifts the atmosphere both internally and externally and shuts the mouth of the lion, shuts the mouth of the enemy, the adversary begins to put them into their written judgment just simply by praising God. And when you praise God and you begin to engage your praise toward God and his victory and who he is and what he's doing and how great he is and how powerful he is, you and I, whenever we do that, we begin to just see a dismantling of the structures that have been over our mind, inside our emotions, in our lives, in our responsibilities, stewardships. And the next thing you know, we may not see it right away, but things start shifting. The key, I believe, right now in the sovereignty of God, Jehovah, who's come to us and opened a door with many adversaries that he wants us to walk through, is that if we can engage our praise and sustain, grow that praise back up to the level it's been at the best it was ever, and then beyond, then we have employed the greatest weapon that we'll ever have. Even in some cases, as far as taking land and territory, it's stronger than prayer. Because prayer was a birthing, praise is the advancing. And we start to declare what Jesus has done is complete. I was talking to the Lord. I said, "Lord, it was 3 days. After 3 days, they're already in fear and doubt as to your goodness. When they came to water, they couldn't drink. They forgot their song." And the Lord said to me, "It wasn't their song. It wasn't Israel's song. It was the song of Moses. It was Moses' song. Moses learned that song for 40 years in the wilderness. He learned that the man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He processed faithfulness into God and praise. And so when he now has gone through all the tests, he knows the ways of God. He can sing this kind of a song. Everybody sang with it, but they didn't learn it. You have to learn the song." So let me show you a couple things to just give you a place of help. Psalm 69, if you would verse 29. I have so much to go in there. We'll be here for a bit. This will be fun. Praise is not about you. It's about God. Therefore, it has nothing to do with where you are. Therefore, you can do anything. You can praise God no matter where you are. Paul and Silas could be in prison in their hands and shackles and their feet in stocks. And they chose to pray and sing psalms. Because they chose to pray and sing psalms, God chose to shake the earth and free them up. So they didn't have to get free to sing. Jonah was a disobedient prophet, not wanting to cooperate with liberating a future enemy of Israel. He did not want to see Assyria be free, so he went the opposite way and got swallowed by a whale. God prepared a big fish to save Jonah. Some of us are swimming inside a big fish right now. We don't realize that. But when it's... in fact, hold that and let's go to Jonah chapter 2. Just want you to see this. See, the trigger is your soul, your spirit getting... Your soul submitting to the truth of what you've heard and thereby requiring of itself to engage in praise. You see, the reason you don't praise is you're depressed. And the reason you're depressed is because you don't praise. Because depression and praise never go together. God gives the garment of praise in exchange for to deal with the spirit of heaviness. And Satan knows that he can defeat a depressed people, not a praising people. So he creates inside of you and me our own personal storms and scenarios and disobediences and fears and then consequences and then judgments and criticisms and accusations. And before you know it, we've got a litany of reasons we're stuck where we are and never will get out of it. And we begin to go more into mourning and sorrow and heaviness. And then one day, God tries to ignite us to get back into praising him and get away from us. And just, you see, God just said to me, he said, you know, it would do you really a lot of good, Steve, if you just start praising me right now. So I know that if he's given me a bit of advice, like a charge, I ought to just do it. So I started doing it and I realized, wow, it liberates from the inside out. Jonah 1. So Jonah, then the Lord prayed to the Lord. No, chapter 1, last verse. You okay? No, you're not okay. You good? Okay, all right, follow me on this. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2, verse 1. So this is the setting. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. Start where you are. Verse 2. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. That'll work. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I've been cast out of your sight, yet I will look toward your holy temple. I will again look. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul, deep closed around me, weeds wrapped around my neck. He's about to die. Verse 6. I went to the moorings of the mountains. The earth was its bars closed behind me forever. Yet I've been brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. A flicker, an intent. Verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, when my soul fainted, I remembered the Lord. I remembered the Lord. And my prayer went up to you, into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercies. I like old King James better. Those who regard lying vanities forsake their own mercies. See, whatever is trying to kill you is a lying vanity in light of eternity. In light of God's ability, in light of God's greatness and of his goodness and his power and his multiplication. So instead of regarding this and swallowing and surrendering to succumbing to this belly of this experience, he rose up and he says, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. If you don't know how to get started in your praise life again, start thanking God for where you are and how you got there. Just do it in defiance of everything you hate about where you are and how you got there. Shift the attitude of gratitude. Begin to acknowledge that I don't know how I got here. Maybe I did it, blah, 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 blah. But I am so thankful that I'm here to find you and know you, and your victory is here assured for me. I am so thankful that you're Lord and that you have determined in this battle to win and overcome my adversaries. Be thankful. I will offer you the voice of thanksgiving. It's the beginning of praise. It always initiates. It's a sacrifice. It's a decision. It's an engagement. I will pay what I vowed. I will remember the promises I've made. I will re-engage my heart. I will re-engage my faith. Salvation is of the Lord. Who says the end is what they say it is? The end is what God says it is. He can rewrite your script. So the Lord spoke to the fish. First, he speaks to the fish and says, I got an assignment for you. I want you to go get this man so he doesn't drown. And he has a little time of reflection. And then when he gets that done, then he's going to come alive. And then I want you to be, in the meantime, move over by the shore. And I want you to vomit him onto the beach. Just because he remembered. Just because he returned his prayer. Just because he began to sacrifice thanksgiving. Psalm 69. Verse 29. But I am poor. Psalm 69, 29. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. Why, you're poor and sorrowful. Why, I'm poor and sorrowful. I'm depressed, overwhelmed, discouraged, broke. Salvation will set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. You see, that is a choice that I can make while I'm poor and sorrowful. And if I make it and I begin to engage, then I can magnify him with thanksgiving. When we're poor and sorrowful, we're in a poor and sorrowful state, we ought to praise and magnify the Lord. And if we engage with thanksgiving, this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hoofs. So the praise of a poor man is worth more than the praise of a rich man. The praise of the afflicted is more precious than the praise of those who are in peace. So we can bring a lot of happiness. You guys look like, I'm not sure. You can't. The humble will see this and be glad. Praise can be seen. Praise changes atmospheres, changes countenances. It frees the way we see and respond. And all who seek God, their hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise the prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, seas and everything that moves in them. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. For salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of you, Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is the Lord. Now, it's not your job, not your work, not your body, not your doctor. It's salvation is of the Lord. Praise him, praise him. I will praise you, will praise you, I will praise you. Oh, praise you. Sabarabatita ma babatora bababiti ko boko tokoto. Ikita matara matara ma. We praise you. I will 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 praise you. Katara babababababa. Ola baba na na. Psalm 98, verse 1. Psalm 98, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. A new song. That means fresh, vibrant. Sing it. Let it burst forth. He's done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Sing to the Lord a new song. Make it fresh again. Make it come alive. Sing to the Lord a new song. He's done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. That means he brings it to bear. He opens it and he unveils it. He unpacks it. He shows up with a UPS driver and pulls it up and lands it on your front door, hits the bell and says, here it is, a package of salvation. And all you're doing is sitting in your house going, I'm praising you, Lord. I'm praising you for victory. You brought salvation. Your righteousness is revealed in the sight of the nations. He's remembered his mercy, his faithfulness to the house of Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully for the Lord. Shout joyfully. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, shout joyfully, because God goes up in the shout. He rises in the sound of our voice. And joyfully is either three words. It's either brighten up or spin around in a violent motion of joy or begin to jump up and down. Psalm 149 says you are to rejoice in your maker. That means brighten up in the face of your creator. Then it says you will rejoice in your king. That means spin around in a violent experience of joy, knowing he is ruling. And then it says rejoice in glory. It means jump up and down inside his glory. The kingdom is interresponsive. It responds to faith. He initiates an idea. We respond. He opens another idea. We respond. If the glory of God comes and you start going, yeah, yeah, whew, whew, he's going, hey, that guy's rejoicing in my glory. Let's dump some more glory. Then you go a little higher. Now you're at work and you're at your cubicle and you're picking away on your keys and you can't do that. So you go, and you're in your spirit man's flipping. And soon creative ideas and genius is coming and ideas of ways out and changing the course. Singing to the Lord. Yeah. You're in glory and you're responding appropriately. Rejoicing in glory. You're jumping up and down. Sing to the Lord with a harp. Songs of praise. The trumpets. You see, praise is expressive. Praise is responsive. Praise is loud. Praise is demonstrative. It isn't in necessarily decibels, but trust me, next time you're in depression, go find a quiet place and scream for 5 minutes with the top of your voice. Just start going, I praise you, Jesus! I praise you, Jesus! Do it for 5 minutes and come tell me how you feel after you did it. You will feel great. Your mind will go, left brain, let's think. No, remember Dana told us, forget the left brain. I praise you, Jesus! You see, praise changes your atmosphere. Praise brings Jesus' victory into your situation because you are giving, you're right. It says with, let the high praises of God be in our mouth, which literally means in Psalm 149 that rise up in the strength of God with your mouth. Rise up into the strength of God with your mouth. You're able, you're victorious, you're triumphant, you're kind, you're generous, you're powerful. Every time you decree, you rise up inside the sound of that victory. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. The world. Whoa. When we get into these, the whole earth is praising God. It's muffled, it's muted, and it's a little bit frustrated because the sons of God are stuck in their stuff and they're not maturing into their victory. And the victory that's in Christ and the image of Jesus and decreeing who he is. This week, and here we're going to close. This week, I decree over you to praise Jesus. And start where you are and engage in praise. Find a psalm, find a scripture, find a song and let it have positive overtures and victorious sound, and just start doing it. Just start doing it. It can be just words. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. I praise you. You are victorious. You are triumphant. Whatever you need, praise him for it. And the more you see, that's why the barren sing. He didn't say, oh, barren, please go get prayer for healing. He said, you're a promised woman, therefore you're barren. Duh. None of the kingdom works on physical flesh ability. You get a promise, you put it in a barren womb. You don't put it in a fertile fleshly womb. Otherwise, you'll get rabbits. You put it in a barren womb, so the person has to find and live inside of God until their strength is exhausted and God's strength becomes theirs. And it comes in praise. So you want to live, you want to free it? Sing. What does it mean to sing? Creak like a crow. I'm barren and I'm carrying kids. I got to stretch out my tent pole. I got to get some more room. We got to get bigger. Because more is coming, more is coming, more is coming. All you're doing is praise. You didn't have to. I mean, seriously, it doesn't cost us anything other than the foolishness we feel in our soul to engage. But if we will engage, your soul will soon go, whew, I like the way this feels. Let's stand together. Yes, Jesus. Babara, the Lord would say to you, Jubilee, that I have prepared many of you like I did my servant Moses by placing you in obscurity, defeat, discouragement, confusion, chaos, restrictions and restraints, so that I might teach you to know me and my words and my ways. But there's a song that I'm bringing that I would have you sing. For your barrenness is about to yield to fruitfulness. But it will not yield unless you sing, unless you creak, unless you crow, unless you release the sound. Because sound is how kingdom transfers. It's how salvation is communicated. It's how life comes through the breath of your sound. And so I would say to you, Jubilee, and to all who are part of this tree, sing. Sing, O barren, for more the children of the desolate than the children of the free woman. Prepare yourself for the increase. Receive the goodness from my hand in your mouth. Sing of my glory. Sing of my goodness. Sing of my victory. Sing of my triumph. Sing of my faithfulness. Sing of my pleasures. Bless me. Declare your soul to bless me and come back into agreement with me and come alive inside of the sound that I'm giving you. And soon a song will erupt. It's a new song. It's a new song. It's a new song. It's got new life for the kingdom, new life for the church, new life for families and friends. It has new life for communities, new life. It has new life. It has new life. It is like when the stars began to sing. It is new life. There's new life coming to the earth, new life into this land, new life into California, but you've got to sing. Sing of my righteousness, sing of my grace, sing of my salvation, sing of my prosperity, sing of my promises, sing, sing, release the sound, rise up and sing. Do not look at your thing, rise up and sing. Do not look at thing one and thing two, rise up and sing, 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 sing of my mercy, sing of my glory, sing of my faithfulness, sing. Let's do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Your victory has been given to us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for your faithfulness. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your mercies. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. You're victorious. Praise you, Jesus. You're triumphant. Praise you, Jesus. You're kind. Praise you, Jesus. You're a healer. Praise you, Jesus. You're victorious. Praise you. 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 You're powerful, wonderful, loving, life-giving, victorious, triumphant. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Whoa. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Whoa. Holy Spirit, come now. Come, mark us. Mark us to know how to start and continue in the sound that you would ask of each of us to praise you and to exalt you and to extol you and to praise you as you would show us how. We do so, Lord. We believe you accomplish this in your name, Jesus, by your victory, Jesus. Holy Spirit, your guidance and your strength comes to make it possible and help us to stand in this place of union and communion in the sound of new song. Oh. So the Lord's going to grant every one of us just encouragement throughout the week to keep this praise alive and find the sound and let it grow up again. Wow. Yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, thank you so much. Ministry team will come forward.